Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. This Saturday marks the start of WA Mental Health Week, an important week highlighting how important childhood experiences are for lifelong resilience, social and emotional well-being. Today we are joined by our regular Fitter Happier guest, Jane Armstrong, to discuss all about this important week. She's a clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQ plus project officer in the mental health division from the Royal Perth Bentley Group. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back to the show.
Hello, darling. Hopefully our reception is better this time.
Yes, I think it'll be all right this time. So this year's theme is Mental Health Starts With Our Children. Can you tell us more about why the early years for an adolescent is so critical for their mental health and well-being?
Well, we know that for children that the early years is when both their personalities and their brain develops. So really, the early years set the individual up for how they're going to function and cope during their adult years. So we know that if there's lots and lots of trauma in the young years, it's going to place them under some risk when they get older.
And in your experience as an LGBTIQ plus project officer, how important is this week for LGBTIQ plus youth?
Oh, incredibly important. You know, the stats are pretty dire for our LGBTIQ plus youth. You know, the risk of suicide is rising exponentially, as is the acts of self-harm, the risk of homelessness. You know, the risk of homelessness for LGBTIQ plus youth is about 3 to 4 times that of the general population. This week is really, really important to make sure that we look after our young ones, and you know, in that way we're looking after their future.
Of course. And what kind of experiences can shape the social and emotional well-being of our young LGBTIQ plus people growing up?
Discrimination's a big one. We know that early youth is when kids tend to start to recognise their sexuality and their gender identity. And, you know, if they have negative experiences when they need to talk to people about this, then it really sets them back. And discrimination and stigma and all those sorts of things are really, really damaging for their mental health. It's pretty important. It's pretty important.
I 100% agree with you, especially, you know, we're in such an age where it should be celebrated and people should be way more educated about it and, you know, be more welcoming towards it. But unfortunately, there are some groups that unfortunately shun upon LGBTIQ plus youth, which is why I want to ask, how can we better support our LGBTIQ plus youth, especially when they are coming out?
Oh, my goodness, get educated. In this day and age, there is no excuse, particularly with the amount of information available out there, the internet. You know, reach out to our groups. You know, we've got some amazing LGBTIQ plus youth groups, for example, the Freedom Centre. Reach out to them, get some information. There's also PFLAG. You know, PFLAG is for parents and friends of the lesbian and gays, but it's basically for the whole community. Talk to people, have the conversations. Don't immediately judge. I mean, if you immediately go to judgment and hatred, you've only got to expect bad outcomes.
Of course. What you were saying, I think I definitely 100% agree with. There is no excuse in this day and age to not be educated on this topic. And, you know, for parents or for people in, you know, families or people that are just, you know, shunning this group of people, there's no excuse. Get educated. And of course, talk to people about this, especially LGBTIQ plus youth and adolescent as well. Get educated on the topic. For those who may be struggling with their mental health or know somebody who is struggling, what advice do you have for them?
I think it's really sit down and have a good chat with them. As I always say, GP is your first port of call. However, all GPs are not made equal. whilst they try, you sometimes need to reach out to specialist services. So again, you know, you've got PFLAG, you've got Freedom Centre, you've got Perth Inner City Youth Centre, which specialises in LGBTIQ plus youth. You've got Transphobic of WA, you've got Living Proud, and then you've got the only online LGBTIQ plus specific support service called QLife. You know, there's lots of options out there, but the first sort of call really is to check in with the individual and connect with them, mm-hmm. and show them that they're loved,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sort of how do we overcome trauma, and that's connection and love.
Yeah, of course. And I think when we had our conversation, it was a month or a few weeks ago, just honing in on the fact that having that conversation and really chatting to the individual about their mental health and knowing that, you know, they're there for support and, you know, you're there for support as well. Going to a GP is great, but having a friend or family member also, you know, having confinement in that person is also something that creates strength as well. Lastly, where can people go for further information?
Well, obviously Health WA website, but also check out the Freedom Centre, you know, and even if you just want to Google LGBTIQ plus youth in Perth, it will come up with those services that I mentioned. But, you know, reach out to someone who you know in the LGBTIQ plus community. They're likely to know some of the contacts anyway.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Jane. We appreciate you and all the information you have to offer us all the time. Thank you, Jane.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me. Take care.
That was Jane Armstrong, clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQ plus project officer in the mental health division from the Royal Perth Bentley Group, chatting with us all about WA Mental Health Week kicking off this Saturday. For more info, make sure to check out the Healthy WA website for more details. That's healthywa.wa.gov.au.